Thing has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are so glad in it. We're glad to be here in the service of the Lord on this Monday, the 13th day of January, 2020. I tell you, God is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. And I say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We say hallelujah to your name, God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises unto your name. My God, we're so grateful to be here once again to lift our voices to you, O Lord, as we have come together here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, Lord, and we know a friend who is closer than a brother, Lord. We thank you for just being the God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. The King of all glory has come in. The King, strong and mighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just lift our voices to you today, God, because you are perfect. And you perfectly bless us, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, today for your ministering spirits that minister to us each and every day, oh God. Thank you for your protection, oh God. And thank you for your correction. Thank you for your direction, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. You're the best thing that ever happened to us, oh God, and we just give you the honor this morning. Lord, we give you the praise with the first fruit of our lips, Lord, as we come to you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, oh God. We know that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, fall fresh this morning. Spirit of the living God, cover us all with your presence, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that in your presence is fullness of joy and at your right hand pleasures forevermore. My God, we thank you so much because we know that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. My God, you said you will be with us even unto the ends of the earth, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that there may be times we may turn our backs on you, Lord, but you are right there. You're right in the midst of our lives, oh God. So we thank you for being our comforter, for being our keeper, for being our way maker, oh God. You're our healer. You're our deliverer. You're our judge. You're the jury, oh God. You're the one who goes before us, oh God. You're our banner, Lord. So we thank you for being our banner today, Lord. My God, we thank you for each and every sister and brother who continues to come and worships with us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. As we go to our various ministries in our cities, oh God, help us to be a light, oh God, for those, oh God, who are in a dark place, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. And Lord, even for our families, oh God, we pray that our light will be a shining in the midst of their darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that they're being drawn to you because of what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus, we thank you so much for coming to this earth in the form of sinful flesh, but you who knew no sin, neither was guile found in your mouth, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for being here for us and doing the works that you did while you were here. And we know, Jesus, that you did many miracles while you were here. You told us that greater works than these shall we do, oh God. So we thank you for those greater works that shall come, Lord, that are happening in our lives, oh God. As we draw nigh to you, Lord, you draw nigh to us, oh God. And we welcome Jesus to come in and sup with us each and every day, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, as you empower us to do the work that you have put us here to do. My Jesus, we thank you so much for those stripes. And because of those stripes, that pain that you took on your back, my Jesus, my God, just to think of what you did so that we could be healed. We appreciate that, and we're thanking you for the healing today, this morning. There are those who need to be healed, and we're believing, oh God, that you're taking away the pain, oh God, in the legs, oh God, in the knees, Lord, in the joints, God, whatever pain may have come, Lord, because of arthritis, because of an operation, whatever reason, oh God, somebody may have fallen, oh God, and pain may be in their legs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you heal in this hour, God. Heal those legs and the arms and the feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Jesus, we thank you so much, oh God, because we come to you, oh God, and we believe, God, as we touch and agree, Lord, that we ask anything according to your will, Lord, it shall be done, Lord. So we thank you that it's being done even now, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we praise you, God, today, because you are faithful and you are just and you make no mistakes, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that even in the midst of the storm, we can speak as Jesus did. He said, peace be still. And we speak to every storm this morning in the name of Jesus. Every storm that may try to rise in our lives, we say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. And there shall be peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It doesn't matter what we see with our eyes in the spirit realm, Lord. We know that you're working things out, oh God. We thank you for that this morning, Father. We thank you, Jesus, for just leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us, oh God. My God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost that has been given to us, oh God, that destroys yokes and bondages, oh God. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit, move us and lead us and guide us throughout this hour, a power of prayer, Lord, and throughout the day, every day, God. We know that we need you, Lord. We need to follow the lead of the Holy Ghost, oh God. So Holy Ghost, we thank you for being here with us right now. Hallelujah. My God, we pray, Father, today for the peace that surpasses all understanding concerning everything in our lives, oh God. It doesn't matter what it is, God. We put our trust in you, oh God. We shall believe, oh God, and we shall receive, God. Many shall get up, oh God, and begin to dance and shout and rejoice, oh God, before the manifestation, before we see in the natural, oh God, what you have already done in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to get up and dance right now. Somebody needs to get up and shout hallelujah. Somebody needs to get up and tell the Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. Even though you don't see yet, you know that God has already made a plan for you, oh God, because we know that the plans that he has for us is to an expected end, and that is for good and not evil. So give God a praise this morning. Give him a hallelujah this morning. Give him the highest praise today because he is worthy. He's working things out in our favor. He's working things out for you. He's working things out for our sisters and our brothers around the world. So give God some praise this morning. Give him some thanks this morning. Let him know that you appreciate what he's doing right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we magnify your name in all the earth, oh God. My God, how awesome is your name in all the earth, oh God. We sing praises to you, oh God, because we know that you're doing a great work right now in the midst of every storm, God. When it seems like all hope is gone, you are still right there. You're working things out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we don't want to have a pity party. We want to give praise unto you each and every day, all day long, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us just have a praise in our lips, oh God. Let there be a praise on hearts, oh God, and we speak it out into the atmosphere to thank you, oh God, as the words that we speak, oh God, bring life, Lord. By our words, we're justified. By our words, we're condemned, oh God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof, oh God. So let us speak what we believe you to do, oh God. Let us speak what we know that you've already done, oh God. Let us dance before the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Let us give him praise right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to rejoice right now in the name of Jesus. Let us speak it out of our mouths right now in the name of Jesus. Let's just everybody begin to praise the Lord right now. We need to give him some praise because he is worthy, because he is doing work right now. He's working things out in your favor right now. He's doing some work that you need done right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, he's building us up where we may have been torn down. In the name of Jesus, somebody clap your hands and do a dance before the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus, because he is working that thing out. He's taking care of that issue that you may have had that has been dragging on and on and on. We thank the Lord today because he's moving things out of the way. He's bringing a straight path for you right now. In the name of Jesus, you have the victory right now. Halakor Shada made it at a shoot up. Somebody needs to lift your voice right now and tell the Lord that you believe what he said, that you make a declaration over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, what you believe the Lord to do for you in this particular day and age, we know that the Lord is working that thing today. In the name of Shita, don't be afraid of the enemy. Tell the enemy he's defeated. In the name of Jesus, let him know that you have the victory. You are victorious right now. In the name of Jesus, Marco Lashita. Victory is yours through Jesus Christ. We're more than conquerors because of what Jesus did, and we're no longer fearful and unbelieving because the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, we have to believe the word of God. We have to walk in faith each and every day. In the name of Jesus, Marco Lashita, if you have faith to believe, let me hear your voice this morning. If you have faith to believe that God has already done it, let me hear your voice this morning. In the name of Jesus,
Believe it and receive it in this hour in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, today for your favor. Thank you that you give us favor, oh God, and with men, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Glory to your name, oh Lord. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, Lord. Thank you for perfecting the saints of God. Thank you that we're making ready and people prepared for the Lord this morning. We are peculiar people, royal priesthood, oh God, called out by you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Our strength and our redeemer. Yes, Jesus, my God, my God. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, my God, my God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, we thank you. Greatest thy faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are the chosen generation, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Glory to the name of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you have brought us out of the dark, your marvelous light today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Father, Lord. Praise your name. Lift your voice to the King this morning. Lift your voice to the King this morning. The King of all glory. Hallelujah. Let him know, really praising him and thanking him for what he has done, what he's doing, what he will do in the future. He's made promises. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, O Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today for just
blessing us to be a blessing, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Glory to
your
name. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the souls coming into the kingdom right now, God. Thank you for our family members, God. Coming to know you in the partner of your sins, God. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, oh Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah to your name, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus, my God, my God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're a miracle working God. Thank you for the miracles this morning, the signs. Thank you, Lord, for the wonders of God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for teaching us your way, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
When we are weak, you make us strong, oh God.
Thank
you for your strength today, Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
My God,
my God. Thank you, Father. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. My God. When it seems like we're falling apart,
thank you for being in my heart. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for being
my Lord. My God. My
Lord.
Love
thank you, Father, today for the strength of your word, oh God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who are strong, oh God. We're bearing the infirmities of
Lord,
God. Hallelujah. Not to please ourselves, God, but to please you, Father.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you for being there. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we edify one another.
We love you. Yes, Lord. We love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sharpening one another, oh God. As we encourage and as we increase in you and in love, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise your name, Father.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We praise you this morning, God.
Thank
praise
you,
your
Lord.
Name, Father.
Oh, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name,
thank
oh, Father.
You.
Praise your name, praise your
thank
name.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Yeah. Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. Praise the name
you.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And I will bless
you. This prayer. Glory for us, Lord. Glory
hallelujah,
to
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name forevermore,
thank
God.
You.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you.
Jesus. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his holy and righteous name. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Father. Yes, Lord. You're faithful, 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 Father.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your power, your dunamis, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your dunamis power this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We're able to run through a troop and leap over a wall because of you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. We may go through the fiery trial, God. We may come out of the spirit, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we just praise you this morning, God. We bless your name forevermore, God, forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Thank God for these praises this morning and just letting God know that you are trusting in him. And I was going to go a different way, but I want to read this scripture this morning. And it's just so powerful. God's word is so powerful. It is so beautiful when you grab a hold of it and you begin to use it in your life. We don't want to just be hearers. We want to be doers of the word. We want to live the word of God. And this morning, as we have been praising the Lord and thanking him in advance for what we know that he can and will do, we know that God is doing some work in the spirit realm. So we're not going to be dismayed about anything. We're going to praise the Lord and just give him honor because he is honorable. So this is Psalms 100. My mother used to, her and my dad used to speak this chapter often. And so, you know, it was something that basically had memorized. But the word of God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And so, you know, this morning as we started the hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, it was just in my heart that we wanted to praise the Lord as we listen to the voice of God. The Lord God Almighty would tell us different times what direction to go in. And so just hearing this word, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you're making a joyful noise unto the Lord, the enemy himself can hear that. He is upset, and he has to turn and go away from you. He has to get away from you because you're making a joyful noise unto the Lord, and he doesn't like God. They are enemies. And so we thank God that we can make that joyful noise unto him. We will speak out in melody, in psalms and hymns as we hear the word of God speaking to our hearts. And while you're speaking to the Lord, while you're shouting before the Lord, you're putting the devil under your feet. That's what we want to do, is step on his head and tell him to get behind us in the name of Jesus, and resist the devil and he shall flee. As we serve the Lord with gladness and we come before his presence with singing, as we're singing unto the Lord, we don't have time to have a pity party. We don't have time to be down and out, but we will serve the Lord with gladness. We don't come to serve him with a downtrodden heart, with a drudgery spirit, a spirit of drudgery. I dread doing this. We don't want to have that kind of an operation in our lives. We don't want to be that way when we come to serve the Lord. Come serving him with gladness because he is worthy. He has done so many great things. It is marvelous in our eyes, and God has been so good. And yesterday we heard this testimony of this young man. He was in this gang, and I have to share this because it just touched me so much, because he was in this gang and he ended up in jail, and for about 5.5 years he was in solitary confinement. For 5.5 years, can you imagine that? Just think in your mind how that could be. But in the midst of his trial, God spoke to him. He said, somebody put a piece of paper under his door, and it brought him to Jesus Christ. And now he is serving the Lord. He has been released from prison after being in there all that time. I mean, just thinking of that, and it just reminded me of the time I went to visit one of my cousins. He was in jail. When I was in Jacksonville, Florida, I used to go visit him because he was in jail in Florida. And so one weekend I went to visit him in this jail. And when I got to the place, they told me he was in solitary confinement. And it was like I broke down and I cried, because it's like he's in jail, but he's in a separate jail all by himself. I mean, just that
thought that he's there and nobody's there with him. You can't touch anybody. You can't speak to anybody when you're in that type of environment. But the Lord has blessed us that we can come and sing unto the Lord a new song. We can bless his name. But in my testimony, I mean, the man's testimony yesterday was just an eye-opener of how God can use anything, any situation to help bring somebody to him. And so I'm thanking God for blessing this young man, and he's out there. He's serving the Lord right now. And many of us, we have the opportunity to serve the Lord. We're not praising him. We're not thanking him. We have never experienced this situation of being in a jail locked up in solitary confinement in a room where the walls, some of these solitary confinement places, the walls are so small. What they do, I think, is a psychological thing. They're trying to make people go crazy. That's what it seems like to me, because just thinking of that in my mind, how you can be in a room all by yourself, no windows and no light coming in, or maybe just a little bit of light coming in every now and then. I don't know exactly how they set it up, but sometimes it's just a horrible situation to be in. But we as saints of God, we the people of God who are here today, we have a voice that we can speak out to the Lord and thank him. Those things that we're going through, they're just a minor affliction that we have to go through to let God know that we trust him. We have to give him praise no matter what. We have to honor him no matter what. We have to lift our voices to the King and let him know we really do appreciate him. And he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Yes, he is God of all. He's everywhere. He can do anything but fail. It is he that made us. He made us even in our womb. We know that God knew us even before we came forth. And so because of that, we want to give him praise. It is we, the people of God, who have the opportunity to not only be in his presence, but to let somebody else know about Jesus and his love. So we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When you get up in the morning, I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, when you get up and you begin to praise the Lord, even before you get to the prayer line, you can say a prayer, you can shout and dance before the Lord, you can give him honor, you can go through your home and just to continue to just praise him for just the fact that he woke you up in the morning time, that he blessed you with the home that you're living in, that he blessed you with the car that you drive, that he blesses you when you're traveling on the road, that he protects you. My God, this is something else that happened this weekend. We had a banquet. Our prayer team at church had a banquet this weekend, and my sister and another sister by the name of Terry, we rode together in my car. So as we were leaving the banquet, we got into the car, and I began to pray and ask God to just bless us as we were traveling. There was a storm out there, and it had rained. It was raining really, really super hard when we were traveling to the banquet, and we saw a semi-trailer truck and two cars had an accident, and others said as they got there, other people were having accidents. So I was just praying, and Sister Terry was in the back seat, so she was praying too. So as we left the parking lot, we got on the road and got to the place where you get ready to get on the ramp to get on I-20 to come back to my house. Well, there was a truck coming from one direction where I had to yield to him. So I yielded, but somebody behind me must have thought I was going to travel on, and he ran into the back of my car, and it was this loud bump. So I bumped my head on the back of the seat, but I got out, looked at the car. The car was fine. I checked with the ladies in the car, find out everybody's okay. So I said, no, don't worry about it. Just, you know, God has blessed us. So we went on, got on the road, and went on home. But God, we had already prayed. I mean, God just prompts us to give those prayers. Pray over your car. Pray and give him thanks that he's protecting you, that his angels are out there. Those protective angels are out there, too, to protect us. Sometimes we don't know what is getting ready to happen, but God knows. So we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We are thankful unto the Lord, and we bless his name. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless his name forevermore.
Yes, we will.
I'm telling you, when you're praising God, there is nothing that the devil can do to overcome those praises as you praise the Lord. And many times when we're praising him, the devil gets upset. He goes and gets his buddies, and he's trying to get somebody else to come and help him to bring us down. But we have to recognize that, and we have to press into that praise. We have to call somebody sometimes and ask them to pray with us, to give God some thanks with us. You know, we got different phone numbers. You can call somebody that you know will have a praise on their lips or have a prayer in their hearts. You know, many times people say they got issues going on. I say, okay, we're going to pray about this thing. Let's just pray right now in the name of Jesus. In fact, last night there's this young lady. We had service last night, and after church,
I took her home, and as we were traveling, she was telling me about this new job that she's starting today. And so I told her, she said she was a little bit nervous, and I said, you know what, you don't have to be nervous. I said, but she said it's just a normal thing that sometimes when you get a new job, you get a little nervous. I said, okay, when we pull into your parking lot, we're going to say a prayer before you get out of the car. So as soon as we pull into this little parking lot, I prayed over this sister. She said she feels good, and I believe that when she goes to work today, everything's going to be fine, her first day of work. So you can just pray. You don't have to be worried. He said, be careful for nothing, which is don't be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our requests known to the Lord. So Lord, the Lord says here in Psalms 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And you don't have to wait. Well, let me say the rest of it. And bless his name. You don't have to wait until you see him working in your life. You pray ahead of time. You know, we come in here and we pray. But you got to praise ahead of time to praise your way through that situation. Praise your way through that item that you may be believing God to do for you. Just praise his holy and his righteous name, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. So everybody on this line, every person who comes here, we all have a word of thanksgiving that we can give to the Lord. We all have something that we can thank the Lord for. We can thank him that he has kept us down through the years. Even though some of us, as myself, I was a backslider. When I first came to Jesus Christ, I turned my back on him, but he was with me, and he allowed me to come back. And I thank God that he protected me while I was out there. And I was thanking God yesterday how my mother and my daddy and different ones were praying for me when I was out there in my sin. Everybody has a different testimony. Some of our testimonies may be similar, but all of us have a testimony that we did come out of sin and we did come out of that sinful state because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. All of us don't have the same testimony of what we did when we were in the sinful state. Some of us were not so bad. Some of us were really bad. Some of us, you know, according to our standards, but God sees sin is sin. So whatever sin we were doing, we know that God forgave us when we came, and so we can be thankful for that. We can be thankful that even now that he protects us, and if we do go into a place where we shouldn't be, the Lord will bring us out, and we can ask for forgiveness, and we can have our lives to be pleasing before the Lord. So we want to be pleasing in the eyes of our Father. So each and every day, let us give God praise. Let us give him honor. Let us give him glory, because he is a glorious God, and he's the one who we can depend on. So this book of Psalms is so beautiful. The whole book is so awesome. Each and every chapter has something awesome in there. So we want to continue to give the Lord praise, honor, and glory, because he is so worthy. You know, as we come before his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, we want to praise his name forevermore. I'm telling you, we don't want the rocks crying out for us, because God is so good to us, and his mercies endure forever and evermore. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just give him praise every day, all day long. So let's just, this morning, we want each and every person here, we're going to give some time where you can come in and say something for the Lord. Tell him just how wonderful he is and what he has done, and give him praise because he's worthy. Your testimony is awesome. Somebody out there may need to hear your testimony. You know, when we get off the line, there are people who come in and listen to this session, what we're doing. So we want to take some time this morning to say something good for the Lord, because he's been good to every one of us. And it doesn't matter what you're doing right now. We're giving testimonies this morning. We're not going to ask the Lord, because we've already prayed. We've given him praise. And when you're praising the Lord, he's in the midst of your praise, and he's doing things in the midst of your praise. So please, let us give a testimony this morning and tell of the goodness of our God Almighty. We want to lift our voices right now with a testimony, amen, because he says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto the death. So let's everybody just say something for the Lord this morning, amen. If you would just give your name before you speak, because everybody doesn't know everybody's voice, so we just want to know who's here today, amen. Go ahead.
Good morning. God is so good. He's so great. He's so powerful. He's so mighty. He is our healer. He woke us all up this morning. I just want to thank him and praise him. He shall heal my voice today. And God is almighty and all powerful. And in the midnight hour, he pulled down every stronghold. He released the captives. He set them free. And I just want to thank him for salvation. I want to thank him for saving each and every one of our family members and our communities and this whole world. I just want to praise him this morning because he woke us up this morning. He clothed us in our right mind. Even if people think we're not clothed in our right mind, we are clothed in our right mind because we call on the name of Jesus. And I just want to praise him for that this morning.
Amen, amen. Who was speaking?
This is Belinda. I'm catching the flu, and I'm going to be healed.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that this morning. Glory to God. Glory
good morning.
To God. Already thanking God for that healing. Amen. Amen. All right. Who else?
Good morning.
Want to share this morning?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Yvonne Lester. I just want to thank God for bringing me through 2019. When they drove by shooting in my house and I was right there, I could just see the fire like it just coming to me. They were just going by shooting. And all I could say was, Lord, please be with me. And I just went down. And I thank God for bringing me through because I could have been dead right now because they shot in my house. And I thank the Lord for bringing me through. And he brought me through so much stuff. I'm on the expressway, and, you know, I could have been hurt on the expressway. A tire came off the truck, and I didn't know what to do. Cars on the side behind me. So I just said the same thing. God, please be with me. And I just went on through it. It just messed up the bottom, and I was all right. And I want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for blessing our Yvonne, protecting her life, the different things that you've done for her. We appreciate you, God. You're good, God. You're good.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, who's next?
Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for all that he's doing. We thank him that he works in miracles so great. Thank God we have to go for an interview this morning. God is good.
Yes,
yesterday,
Lord.
Yesterday we were called out, hallelujah to God, family. Most of them wasn't saved, hallelujah to God. It was one of the members of the church, hallelujah to God. And then it was so real how God began to minister on to the people. They had their brother had went to be with the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And we just thank God, believing that we did the work of the Lord, and the Lord's going to bless. Thank you, God, for the wife, the children, the grandchildren. He's just so great. He has sustained and undergird and has kept all this time I was out of work. Hallelujah to God. God has kept my mind in perfect peace. Hallelujah to God. Had that feeling now that everything is going to be all right. 2020, it's like you could see the breaking of the day. I thank God for his mercy and his kindness. I'm reminded that he's the God that divided the Red Sea. And as long as we praise God, I'm reminded of Jehoshaphat the same thing. I'm thinking that he's sending out ambushments against the enemy. Hallelujah to God. So I thank God. I like that song too. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I thank God for all things. And everyone that's here, we thank God for you. Thank God that we're able to be a part of this hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Pastor Horst, for sharing that. That is awesome.
Thank
we're
you,
believing
Jesus.
God, the best is yet to come for you this year. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See that. I receive that.
Amen.
Good morning, Good morning, this is Janice. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for looking beyond my faults and finding my need. I thank him so much because 2013, they say I wasn't going to make it. But as I look over my life, I think things over. God has truly been good to me and my family. He opened doors that no man can close, and he had closed so many doors that no man can open. Love, America lost her job, and I prayed out to God for her to receive her job back. And God gave her a job back. Reggie, he got a big promotion, and they moved him to Jacksonville. And I give God the honor and praise and the glory for looking beyond Reggie's fault because
after my husband passed away, Reggie, he caused me a lot of problems because he couldn't deal with it. But as I look back over and I began to pray and I asked y'all to pray for him, I thank God that Reggie has turned a 100 turnaround. And nobody did it but God. I thank God for his goodness, grace, and his mercy. I'm still praying for Shanti. I'm still calling out because I know that God's going to do a big thing with her. He's going to turn around one day. I thank God for Tamika. God's doing great things for her. She just purchased her home in Fort Worth, Texas. And God is awesome. He's been good to the Gilbert family. I give him the honor. I give him the praise. And I give him the glory. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be today. I don't have the slightest idea where I would be if it had not been for the Lord. I thank God for my mother. She's alive. She's a little down every now and then. You know, she went in the hospital walking and she came back out not walking, but God has strengthened her where she can walk on the walker. So I thank God for that. I thank God for my baby sister that he's turning her around. She's learning to communicate right. And I want y'all to continue to keep her in prayer because she wasn't nothing nice, but God is working on her. And it's through prayer that God has touched her life. So I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for what he's doing in my life, what he's doing on this prayer line, and how he got these prayer warriors sending up prayers that don't hit the ceiling and bounce off. But these prayers on this prayer line go all the way. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory this morning. Thank y'all so very much. Continue to keep the Gilbert family in prayer. And I'm asking a special prayer for, it's called Saving Grace. It's a nonprofit organization that Walmart has donated so many things to. And I had the opportunity to go in there, and God's spirit dwell in that place so heavy yesterday. It was so powerful. He used me to pray for that ministry. I don't know. I just was obedient to the calling. I was able to receive some things from my grandkids. And I tell you, everything in that place is amazing. All you had to do, just, she say, get as much as you want. She don't have no limit on nothing. It was awesome. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for them. A small organization that's looking out for God's people. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory. Everybody have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for our sister Janice and her family, oh God. It is so beautiful, God, for what you've done and what you're doing in and through her, Father. And we believe, Lord, what she's believing for shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think we have time for another person. If you have something you want to share this morning, please, praise God.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie. And I would just like to praise God and give him glory for bringing me such a mighty ways. I was bound in addiction, drug addiction, and he set me free. He broke every chain and renewing my mind, and he put me on solid ground where I would not be removed. And I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for setting
praise
me free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
we
the
will
Lord,
praise
thank God
with
for
you. Hallelujah. We will agree.
Jesus, we decree and declare that she will be completely delivered forever.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We agree, Lord God.
Glory to your name, God. We
yes, Lord. And we two or three are agreeing together,
done,
Lord God.
And
we agree together, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father.
Yes, victory, victory, victory,
glory.
Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, so we thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up our voice.
Glory,
glory, the Lord of Lords, our Savior, the one that was born there.
Hallelujah.
He will do uncommon things, and we thank him for it.
Yes,
for you, the foolish things in this world to confound the wise. And we thank you that he will shut them out of the wise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Good morning.
Oh, yes, honey. Oh, his name is God.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, praise the hand for my countenance, oh, my God.
Good morning.
All right.
Yes, I would like to just share how good God has been to me. My name is Sister Mary, and God has blessed me and just has done so much for me in the past year. He enabled me to get to a point where I could retire from my job of 27 years, and just blessed me and just kept me through it all. And I'm just so grateful this morning to be able to continue on and living a glorious life in him, learning and growing in the things of the Lord, and just in a good place to keep growing and to keep knowing how good God has been to me, and to be blessed with two wonderful daughters. So God is good, and I wanted to just share that testimony this morning. And I thank God for each and every one of you that is on the prayer line, and I will continue to pray for you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless you for being and sharing this morning. We believe that God is using you for his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have something you want to share before we leave today? Okay, well, praise the Lord. Anyhow, we just thank the Lord for what he has done. It is so beautiful this morning. You know, we don't know exactly how we're going to do things when we come here. We have certain things that we have planned, but, you know, we have to let God have his way. You know, there are times when, you know, I may have something I want to say, but the Lord says, take this, go this direction. And so there's a reason why God leads us in a particular way, because there are people who are in need, and God wants to provide those needs, and he knows everything about every one of us. And so we're not going to put God in a box, and we're not going to be in a box, but we're going to follow his lead. And I appreciate everyone who shared this morning. I know some of us are not able to share because you may be doing some other things or just listening in. So we appreciate you being here. You may be just at work or, you know, just listening in as you would on the radio station. So we thank you for being here. Thank you, sisters and brothers, for your faithfulness. And we believe that God will continue to bless each and every one of us as we go forward. We will continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our family members and with those who we meet out there in the street. God gives us opportunity. There are opportunities we must seize the moment and redeem the time, because there are people who we may touch, we may never touch again. We may see, we may never see again. Like at the gas station, at the grocery store, you may be at the market, in the shoe store, wherever you may be. Just ask someone. Even when you're on your phone, somebody calling you trying to sell you something, how about you tell them about Jesus? That's an opportunity, because that's your phone. And I tell people when they call me, I didn't call to talk about that. They may tell me that, and I say, well, this is my telephone, and this is what I would like to talk about. And then I go right back in and ask them, do you serve Jesus Christ? Or are you spreading the gospel? Use those opportunities, and we know that God will be glorified.
Amen.
We continue to praise him, as he told us here in Psalms 100. This is a beautiful psalm. I would encourage you to go back and read this again and let it marinate in your spirit. And continue to lift your eyes to the King and keep your heart toward God and get in his presence, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Yes, it is. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. That is the word of God. So, everybody, I decree and declare that we are covered
by the blood of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. I decree that we are above and not beneath, and that all things are coming in our favor. As we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the things that we need shall be added unto us. And as we obey and serve the Lord, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures, as the book of Job tells us. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you love me back and that you love those in your circle and people you don't know. Have a great day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody.
Amen.
Some wonderful things tomorrow as the Lord leads us into the word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Love you back.
Much love.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.